Let's return now to Leinster House, where Sinn Féin has again attacked Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's record on housing. During leaders' questions in the Dáil, the Sinn Féin TD David Cullinan accused the government parties of knowingly using inaccurate information to mislead the public during the general election campaign.
In the lead-in to the general election, the CSO published the actual completion data for quarter three, which made it clearer than ever that you didn't have a snowball chance in hell of delivering 40,000 homes last year. That report in October tarnished it was damning, and there was nobody in industry, in housing policy, or across the opposition who believed that anything close to 40,000 homes would be delivered. But you and the Taoiseach chose to ignore and dismiss us in opposition, the CSO, the Central Bank, and the ESRI, in a deliberate attempt to mislead the public in advance of a general election. And you did all of this because you wanted to create a narrative that your housing policies were working when clearly they were not.
Sinn Féin's David Cullinan. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said the government wanted to get people out of the box room in their parents' homes and give them the ability to own their own homes.
Just over 7,000 homes were being built after the financial crash year, just over 7,000 homes. And working together with colleagues in the last government, we've gotten this up to a situation of now more than 30,000 per year. And yes, let's be very clear, Deputy, you're correct. The completion The completion figures for last year are disappointing, that is true. But when we look at the last 3 years together, we have significantly exceeded the housing targets that were set, significantly exceeded them in 2022, significantly exceeded them in 2023. And we do now have good momentum with over 60,000 commencement notices over the last year. And this will, of course, Ceann Comhairle, as night follows day, see that translate into increased completion figures in the time ahead.
Fine Gael leader Simon Harris. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, joins us. Micheál, this is the second day that Sinn Féin has focused on the difference between the housing completion figures touted by the government during the election campaign and the actual number as published a couple of weeks ago.
It is, and it is a fairly damning political charge that the government parties knowingly misled people during the election, something, of course, which they strongly deny and say that there was other data they were looking to. And, of course, there were other years when the projections were wrong and they built more than they had anticipated. For those reasons, they say what they were doing was done in good faith. But I suppose others have said in the Dáil chamber, well, if that was the case, it smacks of incompetence. So there is some explaining to be done still on this. And I suppose the government does have a new mandate. It is keen in its exchanges with Sinn Féin to point that out. You heard it from Simon Harris this morning saying that Sinn Féin's policies on housing were rejected by the electorate. But I suppose the focus from the opposition will be what are the new ideas to build the many more houses now that it seems are required. No detail on that yet, even though the government is back in office now. But there is a review of the Housing for All plan underway.
Simon Harris was also asked in this case by Independent Ireland's Michael Fitzmaurice about the response to Storm Éowyn. What did he say?
Yes, there is plenty fallout from that. As you heard earlier in the programme, about 2,000 people in Galway still without power. I think it's a similar number in counties Leitrim and Mayo as well. So there is a focus on this. They're hands up on the government side that the country will have to be better prepared the next time. There does seem to be a particular view emerging as well around trees and the dangers that trees pose. The Taoiseach just saying that he was open to all options in relation to trying to get a solution to that. I think some practical problems now are being raised by politicians as well, and some of them are heard this morning. Things like businesses, particularly shops, who lost a lot of stock, far in excess of what their insurance would have covered or budgeted for. What's going to happen there? Farmers too, who suffered as a result of the storm. Many of their sheds were destroyed and many won't be covered by insurance. It's those practical things that are going to kick in if all the power is restored as expected sometime through the weekend.
Micheál, thank you. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.